Well, Byron, thank you. And just to pick up for a minute, I mean, the idea of a federal betting parlor on atrocities and terrorism is ridiculous and it's grotesque. It's a bizarre plan that we are describing today, and it is one that fritters away hard-earned dollars of our taxpayers, and it needs to be stopped immediately. Although this program, when you look on the website, is hidden behind language like, quote, using market-based techniques for avoiding surprise, unquote, the program's intent is clear. The federal government is encouraging people to bet on and make money from atrocities and terrorist attacks. Now, I sit on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and I can tell you without a doubt that there are real security threats to America that require a real response. But betting on bioweapons attacks isn't going to make America safer. Just about anybody can participate in this sick game. The Policy Analysis Market website, and this is an important point, says that all you have to do to become a trader is to create a username and put your money down. So it seems that terrorists even may be able to be protected as they play. The website assures bettors that DARPA is not going to have access to their identities or their funds. So we don't know the details. Maybe somebody else is going to get it, but it's not evident here. So the question is, why wouldn't terrorists just hop online and start betting if they could either mislead American authorities about their plans or make money to fund more al-Qaeda operations? We think when you look at what happened in 9/11, where you had all of this information on all of these specific individuals, that you ought to go on the basis of real evidence from the real world. I mean, think about the Mohammed Atta situation. This fellow came in contact with scores of government agencies. He tried to learn how to turn an airplane in mid-air and force the plane down at the flight instruction school and got out of the airplane while it was running. There's real evidence to work with, and I think the difference of opinion we have with the crowd up at DARPA is that they have these ideas about markets and predictive capabilities, which are more of fantasy land than the reality of hard intelligence gathering.